I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, May 29. Coming up, Foreign Affairs Minister chairs ACP Ministerial Council in Togo, Education Ministry to open first of several revamped youth information centers, and new Carnival-branded ship to begin calls to the port of Outeras in October. The news in detail after the break.
For the 2017-18 financial year, the legal aid clinics and council completed 2,117 matters in parish courts, ended 430 gun matters, and completed 550 circuit matters. The legal aid council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith is chairing the 107th session of the African, Caribbean and Pacific ACP States Ministerial Council in Lomé, Togo. Under the presidency of Jamaica, the ACP Council of Ministers is set to finalize the group's post-Cotonou negotiating mandate as the Cotonou arrangement with the European Union comes to an end in 2020. The Cotonou Partnership Agreement is the framework for ACP-EU relations. Minister Johnson-Smith, who is president in office of the ACP Ministerial Council, says the agreement provides that formal negotiations for a successor arrangement must start in August this year, prior to its end in 2020. The 107th session is an important milestone to opening those negotiations between the 79 countries from the sub-Saharan Africa, the Caribbean, the Pacific, and the EU. Minister Johnson-Smith will also co-chair the 43rd session of the ACP-EU Council of Ministers from May 31 to June 1, in addition to related meetings. Jamaica assumed the presidency of the ACP Council of Ministers and chairmanship of the ACP Committee of Ambassadors in Brussels on February 1. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is to open the first of several revamped Youth Information Centers, YICs, on Thursday. State Minister Floyd Green, who made the announcement at the opening of the two-day Jamaica Digital Screen Business Conference in New Kingston recently, said the launch will take place in Westmoreland.
So we're going to be running two projects. One that will focus on entrepreneurship, and we're doing that with Junior Achievements Jamaica, to focus on moving our young people, especially in rural communities, from the business idea phase into the business plan and execution phase. And then the next program will focus on our digital economy and animation.
The Youth Information Centers, to be branded Youth Innovation Centers, will see the installation of computer technology to support activities. Five of the country's 11 YICs have received extensive infrastructural repairs in the last financial year, with more funds allocated to improve the six remaining centers. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett has announced that Carnival's newest branded ship, the Horizon, will begin calls to the port of Outeras, Jamaica, starting October 2. Minister Bartlett made the announcement while at the official inauguration and naming ceremony for the Carnival Horizon in New York recently. He notes that Jamaica will continue to be a well-positioned destination for cruise. Cruise passenger visits to Jamaica increased by 11% in 2017 over 2016. Gross earnings from cruise passenger spend in 2017 was $179 million, up 19% compared with 2016. The second ship in the Vista class, the Carnival Horizon, is Carnival's largest ship and the 26th ship in its fleet. It's also the 102nd cruise ship operated by the brands of Carnival Corporation. And the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, is encouraging young persons with disabilities to apply for secondary and tertiary scholarships being offered through the council. The JCPD scholarship scheme was established to provide financial assistance to persons with disabilities to further their education. Executive Director of the JCPD, Dr. Christine Hendricks, says the scholarships will ultimately improve the disability sector.
And we are hoping that as a result of this scholarship, the impact that it would have on the community of persons with disabilities is that the level of qualification attained by persons with disabilities would increase, so they would be effectively integrated into the employment sector.
Application forms are available on the JCPD's website at jcpdja.com and at the JCPD's office at 18 Ripon Road in St. Andrew. Interested persons may also contact the JCPD at 876-968-8373. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.